Hello, this is David Jenkins, La Plata Town Council member from Ward 4. I will be your host for this podcast titled La Plata Ward 4 Update, providing updates about the La Plata Town Council meetings, issues affecting you as residents, and other related activities. I've also started a La Plata Ward 4 video update, which are short videos about specific projects and issues, and have been posted to my Facebook page, facebook.com/DJenkinsLPTownCouncilWard4/. These videos are also posted to the app or the website called Nextdoor, www.nextdoor.com/.newsfeed. A little background, the Town Council has their work sessions each month on the second and third Tuesday, and then we have our business meeting on the fourth Tuesday. All meetings start at 6 p.m., and now the Town Council work sessions and business meetings are now hybrid. That is, you can attend in person or virtually. Each agenda provides a link to attend virtually using the Microsoft Teams platform. Meeting agendas can be accessed to the town website, www.townlaplata.org. And please note, all meetings are recorded, so you can view them later at your leisure. So now let's get started with our latest update. Hi, and welcome again to this latest episode of the La Plata Ward 4 Update Podcast. This is Dave Jenkins, La Plata Town Council member from Ward 4, and your host for this podcast. Given La Plata's present growth pressures, I wanted to talk about our organization called Strong Towns. This is a nonprofit organization established in 2009, promoting a new way of thinking about how towns grow to be sustainable and resilient communities. Their website can be reached at www.strongtowns.org. I've been a Strong Town member for 2 years, following their blog and podcast, and I believe they provide a needed nuance and different perspective about growth, what it is and what it is not. Their blog posts, podcasts, and other materials relate to my experiences as a professional planner for a small town, including La Plata, struggling to maintain our quality of life, but seeking redevelopment opportunities to pay for needed services, water, sewer, trash collection, sidewalks, and stormwater management. The founder and president of Strong Towns is a gentleman named Charles Marone, who is a professional engineer licensed in the state of Minnesota, and is also a land use planner with over 2 decades of experience in the planning and engineering fields. He holds a bachelor's degree in civil engineering and a master's of urban and regional planning, both from the University of Minnesota. I also have a master's degree in urban and city planning from Catholic University in Washington, D.C. After Chuck's decade of working with towns, he couldn't understand that while communities grew, they were also going bankrupt. He realized, and I quote, "Our national system of growth and development is fundamentally broken, and it's put too many American cities and the people who live in them on the path to certain decline." Here are some brief thoughts and perspectives about growth that have been gleaned from his podcasts and blog posts, and I believe are relevant to La Plata. For instance, here's the first one. We absolutely need to have a better understanding of what growth is and when it serves us or doesn't. Simply railing against growth is untenable as expecting growth to deliver us to true prosperity. There is an observation that says, quote, "If you're not growing, you're dying." And I hear that a lot. And this is the plea that we need more rooftops to balance our budgets. Here's the next thought provided by Strong Towns. It's the realization that revenue collected does not come near to covering the cost of maintaining our infrastructure. In America, we have a ticking time bomb of unfunded liability for infrastructure maintenance. Here's a startling figure from the American Society of Civil Engineers that they estimate there's a cost of $5 trillion to just to upgrade our major infrastructure. not the minor streets, curbs, or sidewalks and pipes that serve us here in La Plata. He goes on to say further, the reason why we have this gap is because the public yield from suburban development, that is the amount of tax revenue obtained per increment of liability assumed, is ridiculously low. We simply built in a way that is not financially productive. He goes on again further. He goes on further to state, with decades of building in this new style, everything is spread across the landscape, i.e. sprawl. The costs are enormous, yet the comparative wealth is marginal. Our communities are bigger, yet financially less productive. We have grown our tax base, but our expenses have grown even more. This is not working. So as a result, Strong Town proposes or acts on a number of principles. So let me go and list them for you. Strong cities and towns and neighborhoods need strong citizens working together to improve the community. This is really important for citizens to be involved in their community. Local government is not the lowest level of government, but the highest level of collaboration for strong citizens working to build a prosperous place. For local government, financial solvency is a prerequisite for long-term prosperity. Land is the base resource from which community prosperity is built and sustained. It must not be squandered. Great point. A transportation system is one of many means of creating prosperity in a community, but never an end unto itself. Job creation and economic growth are the results of a healthy local economy, not substitutes for one. So their basic approach, that is the Strong Town approach to address these kinds of issues, is as follows. They rely on incremental investments, quote, little bets, instead of large transformative projects. They favor resiliency over efficiency of execution. It is designed to adapt to feedback, to evolve over time, to meet the changing needs of the community. It is inspired, or they are inspired, by a bottom-up action, quote, chaotic but smart, and not top-down systems, orderly but dumb. That's his quote. Strong Town's approach seeks to conduct as much of life as possible at a human scale. This is particularly important in our neighborhoods, so we can have sidewalks and places for people to have more space to walk and ride their bikes. And finally, their approach is obsessive about accounting for revenues, expenses, assets, and long-term liabilities. The famous, or a quote, do the math. Now, the Strong Towns is pretty active, and so they deliver their messages and their approach through various means. They have a fairly strong Strong Towns media through article, podcasts, and videos. They have a Strong Towns Academy. I've taken some of their courses. This is somewhat of a recent program that they've started, including non-in-depth courses. I just enrolled and finished a free introductory course called Strong Towns 101. Their next way to provide their services is that they have a Strong Towns community where readers and members participate in an honest and meaningful discussions regarding the state of their communities. And they have several events across the country where they produce local gatherings that connect local citizens and advocates. They send staff members to speak to communities about their ideas and hope to work with local organizations. And in fact, I have reached out to Strong Towns to see if they could work with me and develop a virtual town hall meeting with community residents. So stay tuned for that. Hopefully that'll give us and all an opportunity to learn more about Strong Towns and perhaps some ideas for La Plata to consider as we face these growth pressures. So please stay tuned for more information about my efforts to start a virtual town hall with Strong Towns. So this is, just a brief summary of this organization that I follow and perhaps has some ideas for La Plata. And as I've noted, it does encourage strong citizen outreach and participation. So as always, please email me at djenkins@townoflaplata.org with your questions and comments. I'll post the website and some other articles on the podcast notes. Thanks again, and I hope to hear from you soon. This concludes the latest La Plata Town Council Award 4 update. I hope you find this podcast informative and useful. So let me know what you think. I look forward to speaking to you again and listening to your questions and concerns. To reach me, my email address is djenkins@townoflaplata.org, or my cell phone number is 301-263-3471. Thanks for listening. Talk to you soon.